Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'm your host, Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson on special assignment this weekend, so we will catch up with him in just a little bit. But obviously an amazing weekend of sports, some upsets in college football. One of them is kind of near and dear to my heart. The Wisconsin Badgers go down to BYU, and to be quite honest with you, watch the game, and BYU was the better team. They deserved to win. They just went out there and played a fantastic game on both sides of the ball, and they dominated the line of scrimmage. Wisconsin was getting pushed back all day long. They were doing some interesting stuff with their offensive linemen, playing the second stringers as a whole unit. Just some really interesting stuff that was going on there for the Wisconsin Badgers. And then obviously Auburn going down as well to LSU. Those are the two big ones. Arizona State loses to San Diego State University. So upsets aplenty in college football. A lot going on in the NFL as well. My man, Aaron Rodgers, is going to give it a go against the Minnesota Vikings. Do you like this decision? I personally do not like this decision. Anyways, a lot to get into, as you can tell. I hear the music behind me. Must mean we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. And then on the other side, I'm going to hook up with my good friend, good buddy, John Poulter, my professor of sports. And we'll talk some baseball because, as we know, that is also heating up. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about what's happening in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so at this time, like we always do, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes all the way from Canada. We're going to talk a little baseball. As we know, things are heating up as far as who's in, who's out, and who still has a shot to make it. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain, man. I'm living the dream, talking sports with you. The Valley of the Sun is starting to cool down a little bit here in the mornings, but still pretty hot during the day. And you know what? It doesn't really matter. We can complain all we want. But the truth is I love talking to you about what's going on in baseball. I love talking to you a little bit about what's going on in hockey as well. And then every now and then we talk about just big topics and big issues. But let's get into Major League Baseball a little bit. As we have seen, some teams are separating themselves quite a bit, like the Boston Red Sox, who now have over 100 victories, the Yankees at 91. You have the Houston Astros at 93 and the Oakland Athletics at 90. So the real battle there in the American League is who's going to host that wild card game, right?
Oh, very much so. And in the last couple of weeks, the Athletics have made great strides in closing on the Yankees. Yankees actually below 500 at 6-7 in the month of September, and I think that tells us an awful lot about how well Oakland has played and has been able to get back on that. So, I look at it, Oakland at 90-59, a game and a half behind the Yankees. They don't have any more games left head-to-head, so it's going to have to be decided elsewhere. But for a long time, we thought that the Yankees had that home field advantage in the wild card game sewed up. But I got to look at it now and say that's a race with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, it is absolutely a race. And you know what? The Yankees better keep playing a little bit better. They're 5-5, if I'm not mistaken, in their last 10 or so. And then the Athletics are 7-3 in their last 10. So they've really come out of the woodwork. And I almost feel bad for the Mariners at this point, because 82 victories would have them right in the mix in the wild card, definitely on the other side of the equation. I'm talking about the National League. But they sort of fizzled, man, and that's sort of what happened here in Oakland has really come on strong. Right, John?
Yeah, you can say that for sure. And, you know, if you're going to look at it that way, let's not count out Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is only one behind at 81. they too would be in the race if they were in the National League. So a real disparity between the leagues this year in terms of the postseason qualifiers. On the American League side, as you've mentioned, we've got five that are pretty much a lock, although only two of them have actually, Boston and Cleveland are the only two teams that have clinched. But I think we can fairly safely say that Houston is going to win the West, and the Yankees and Oakland are going to fight for whoever hosts that wild card game between the two teams. Whereas across in the National League, we've got potentially eight teams involved in the postseason. Arizona, Philadelphia is starting to fall back from the pack a little bit, but still a lot of exciting baseball over the next couple of weeks. And I hate to say the schedule makers knew what they were doing when they put this schedule together, but it's almost beginning to look that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like the way that they did this, where you're playing a lot of division games toward the end of the season. So I'm with you 100% on that one. Let's talk a little National League, too. Obviously, the Brewers leading the wild card spot, 85 victories. Again, you know, they've had a tremendous season, let's be honest. And I really like a lot of the moves that they made September 1st. And most notably, I love the Granderson move. This is a veteran guy that can come in and obviously be a big part of this team and help with that leadership. But truth be told, you know what? We talked about the deadline moves that they made at the trade deadline, and then September 1st came the waiver wire, and you know what? The Milwaukee Brewers continued to make those moves, didn't they, John?
Yeah, they did, and you know, quite frankly, I was a little surprised at the time, because I thought that one of the things that was a big selling point for the Brewers,
was the fact that
you know, they had picked up this experience. But I thought that a big piece of the Brewers puzzle up to August 31st or even July 31st was the chemistry on the team, because quite frankly, you know, even though they've got Ryan Braun, it's not really a team of superstars. It's a team of good players. And I wondered if they might have upset the chemistry a little bit with some of these moves. And the first couple of weeks after they picked up these new guys, it did seem to be that way, but they've certainly got it back in gear now. And while they're certainly not home free, with a 3.5-game advantage over Colorado and a 4-game advantage over St. Louis, I have to kind of think that they are looking at being the host of that wild card, and there's the outside chance they could still catch the Cubs. The Cubs are only a couple of games ahead of them. So you know, all it needs is the Brewers to go on a bit of a winning streak, the Cubs to go on a bit of a losing streak, and the next thing you know, the Brewers could find themselves in first place. But you know, specifically, you mentioned Granderson, and we've had the opportunity to see Granderson for the first 4 months of the season here in Toronto. And quite frankly, when he was picked up by the Blue Jays, I think they saw him as an everyday player. But over the course of the season, it evolved quite quickly that he wasn't an everyday player, but he was a great leader. And I think the Brewers are using him very wisely. Here's a guy that's played in the big markets. He's played for the Mets. He's played for the Yankees. He's played for the Tigers. He's played in a couple of other places. I think he's shown the fact that he's got that veteran leadership, and he's quite happy to come off the bench now and make the contributions. And let's face it, when you get to this stage in the season, that's the type of guy that you need to come in and do that and not have his nose out of joint doing it. So wonderful pickup on behalf of the Brewers. Gonzalez has been a good pickup. Moustakas has been a good pickup. Scope has been a big pickup. Quite frankly, I think they won all round with the four guys they picked up at the two trade deadlines.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves. In all honesty, it's been a lot of fun watching this take place, but how impressed are you? How big of a story is this, and how much of a chance do you give them in the postseason?
I think it's a great story. I think it's a big story. I give them some chance. I don't give them an awful lot of chance, simply because I think some of the other teams, the Dodgers, the Colorado, the Cubs, Milwaukee, St. Louis, whoever gets in from that little group are equally as good a team as far as the Braves are concerned. And all of those other teams have got postseason experience, where very few players on the Braves have got that postseason experience. But looking at it from a practical standpoint, I think it's a great story from a number of standpoints. I think it's great from the fact that Acuna came up midway through the season and has proven to be a terrific player, very exciting young player. I think he's still only 19 years old, but he's doing extremely well. He's added a lot of life to that team, a lot of spark to that team. He's a great leadoff hitter. He can play defense. We've seen him rob a number of guys from with over-the-fence catches. But quite frankly, I think the place that I kind of have a soft spot for in this is Brian Snitker, who took over a pretty large program on an interim basis a couple of years ago, has started to mold that team with a lot of guys that he managed in the minors. And here's a manager that's not heralded in terms of a big name. He's paid his dues with the Braves. He's been working in the Braves minor league system and as a major league coach for close to 35 years, and he's been in some of the real outposts of baseball. He's been in Class A, he's been in Rookie League, he's been in short season, he's been in Double A. Here's a guy that's paid his dues and finally, in his young 60s, gets a chance to lead a major league team and take that team to the postseason. So I think that's a great story in itself.
Good stuff. John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. A lot to get into. We're going to continue talking about some of the things happening in baseball on the other side. But thoughts and opinions, always encouraged, always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And keep it close, everybody. We'll be back with more of the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Keep it close.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who does come all the way from Canada here on the program. You can always check us out at sportsbyline.com. You can get all the full audio. You can check me out on the Facebook Live. Obviously, I always throw it up there too. So appreciate all the people's comments. I appreciate everybody's chipping in and being a part of the show. I really do. But again, give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. All right, John. So looking at the way things are shaping up, obviously, once again, you have the Boston Red Sox, who have had just a tremendous season, in my humble opinion. Everybody knows that. Again, the only team that has won over 100 games so far. Maybe, just maybe, we'll have another team reach that spot. I'm not quite sure, but I would think that Houston has a good shot at it. The Yankees may even have a shot at it too, so we'll see if that happens. And Oakland, again, they've got to get about another 10 games or so themselves. So there's a lot of opportunity for teams to win 100 games. Would it shock you if we have more than one team win 100 games this season, John?
No, it wouldn't shock me at all, Andy. Specifically in the American League, though, there's no, you know, looking at the current pace that teams are playing at, the only three teams that are projected to win 100 games would be Boston, who are, if you work out their current percentage of .685, would win 111. The Yankees would hit 100 right on the nose, and Houston would be at 102. In the National League, nobody's current pace is going to put them on a 100-win season. So looks to me like the strength this year is in the American League, but the competitiveness and the parity, if you want to call it that, is in the National League. So two vastly different stories in the two leagues of Major League Baseball this year.
All right, but with that being said, because I agree with you that the balance of power is definitely more on the American League side, at least as far as those top-tier teams that are all going to be very close to winning 100 games, if not more. Again, Boston will win more than 100. But once the East meets the West and you have the American League playing the National League, do you see a difference then, and will it make a big impact, or is the American League just heads and tails better than the National League this season?
I'm not sure it's heads and tails better, Andy, but I think it is better because, you know, you have to look at the fact that realistically, unless somebody goes into a huge slump or somebody loses a key player or a key pitcher through injury, we're probably looking at Boston and Houston as the American League Championship Series. So therefore, we're looking at two teams, both of which have won 100 games, going up against a National League winner. No National League team is going to win 100 games, but they've had that competitive edge for the whole season. So that may actually help the National League from the standpoint that, you know, they've had some heat on them for the whole year, whereas, quite frankly, Boston, I wouldn't say they've been cruising because they've been in overdrive as opposed to cruising, but, you know, I got to look at the National League as being slightly weaker. No team in the National League has actually been as dominant from start to finish the way that the Red Sox have, and Houston has to some extent. I mean, Houston went through that spell about 6 weeks ago where they didn't play very well and actually got to the point where they were tied with Oakland for the lead in the American League West. But I got to think that, you know, even though we're looking at the Dodgers and the Brewers and the Cardinals and Atlanta, I got to think all of those teams are probably slightly worse than what we're going to see out of the American League. But we've all seen what can happen in a short series. We've all seen what can happen when a team gets one or two starting pitchers to be extremely hot. We've seen teams win 83 games and win the World Series because they've happened to get hot at the right time of year. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I'd have to say right now that whoever comes out of the American League would very much likely be the favorite in the World Series.
Looking at the National League West, which has been pretty interesting all season long, let's be honest, because the Arizona Diamondbacks were leading it for most of the way. All of a sudden, they're four games back, and look who's atop that division now, the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have a half a game lead over the Rockies. And the Dodgers really put up the runs the other night. is this a team that might be coming together at the right time, or have you just kind of been unimpressed with them like I have most of the season? But once again, it's postseason play, and I think the Dodgers could potentially be a dangerous team once that happens.
Yeah, I can't say I disagree with you. I've been sort of underwhelmed by the Dodgers all season, and I'm not sure whether that's because the Diamondbacks were playing well, whether it's because the Dodgers were sitting back and not playing as well as they could, whether the Dodgers were suffering from injuries, whether the Dodgers were having trouble readjusting after Seager went out, and then eventually Machado coming over from Baltimore. I still have to think that the Dodgers are dangerous in the playoffs and their postseason, as baseball likes to call it. I also have to think that a big advantage for the Dodgers is going to be a healthy Clayton Kershaw, and we haven't really seen that all season. And we all know that when he's on, he's one of the top two or three pitchers in baseball. So, again, looking at the fact that pitching is dominant in the postseason, you get one or two guys that come out and put up their career best numbers or sort of really lay it down and play well. I got to think if Kershaw can get his act together and solidify that starting rotation, I think the Dodgers have to be reckoned with. But, you know, there's a lot of experience on that team, and postseason is when the experience shows up. Postseason is when the experience really helps you. So that may be a big thing for the Dodgers. But looking at the rest of the teams in the National League, the Cubs have got a tremendous amount of experience, too. A lot of veteran players there, a lot of veteran leadership, a lot of talent. So I think the Cubs and the Dodgers is probably your potential National League postseason championship series, but still an awful lot can happen between now and then. But, yeah, I'd have to agree with you that the Dodgers have been a little bit underwhelming so far, and maybe they're just getting hot at the right time for them.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, John, let me ask you this. You know, just looking at the way things are going to shape up, again, I want to go back to the Braves. You didn't mention them. Could they be a team that, because of the fact that they don't know any better, that they could be a little bit dangerous?
Well, they could be. You know, we've seen that before, but you know, I just keep sitting back and saying that apart from Freddie Freeman and apart from Nick Markakis, there's not a lot of veteran talent on that team. It's mostly young talent. It's mostly talent that's been developed within the Braves system. They've come up together through the minor leagues, again, with Snitker, as we talked earlier. I've got to give them a tremendous amount of credit. You know, when we went into this season, I don't think any of us, when we were talking about the National League East, would have sat there and said we thought Atlanta and Philadelphia would be the top two teams. I think we all thought that Washington was probably the best team in that division, and the Mets, if they got some pitching, would give them a heck of a run for their money. I think really Miami was probably the team that we wrote off completely, but I think we all probably thought that Atlanta and Philadelphia were probably going to be the 3 and 4 teams. Maybe if you mix the Mets in there, say that those three were going to be 2, 3, and 4. But I don't think anybody expected the Nationals to collapse the way that they have. So it's been a surprise. They're there on merit. They haven't backed in. They've played tremendously well. They're sitting there with 83 wins. We'd have said in spring training that this team would win 83 games and be in the pennant race, I think we'd have all been very happy.
Yeah, but let's talk a little bit about disappointments now, since you brought that up. Washington Nationals would definitely be a disappointment. I would also have to think that the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are probably somewhat of a disappointment. Which one of those teams, or both of them, do they both blow it up, yes or no?
Yeah, I think they got to look at both of them. Big issues with both teams, though, Andy, in that Mike Trout's getting close towards the end of his contract. They're going to have to take a look and see whether they want to maybe lock him in long term, because they're certainly not going to win building around Trout with the current base they have. So they're going to have to look at whether they want to extend him. Does he, in fact, want to stay with the Angels? He's an East Coast guy. He seems to be quite happy on the West Coast, but he may be tired of the losing in his prime years. In terms of Washington, Bryce Harper, the big story there, and quite frankly, although he's played reasonably well lately, he certainly hasn't put up the kind of numbers that he would have hoped to put up in his free agent year. I don't think he's going to get the contract elsewhere that he was looking for. We may very well see a situation there where he signs with the Nationals on a short-term basis and sort of gambles on himself to have a great season, but We've already seen the Nationals start to dismantle this a little bit, specifically looking at a guy like Gio Gonzalez, who to me was a pretty solid 2-3-4 starter in the rotation, traded him to your Brewers. I got to think that the Nationals are looking at some kind of a rebuild, whether it's major or whether it's a minor rebuild or a retool, however you want to call it. Frankly, I don't think they need that much to get back into that race with Atlanta and Philadelphia next year. So we may not see Washington tear it down completely. I don't think we'll see the Angels tear it down completely because there's a lot of long-term contracts there, a lot of big-dollar contracts there. I think both teams are probably going to have to look at retooling rather than rebuilding. Maybe the big question is the manager spot in Los Angeles. Does Mike Scioscia stay around? He's been there 19 years. Do they see him as the fit going forward? Is he perhaps burned out? That could be a big factor. And, of course, whoever the manager is dictates what free agents you target and what free agents are interested in signing with a team. So I think there's a lot more questions to be answered there than just looking at the two rosters.
Great stuff, John, as always. Totally appreciate you taking time out with me each and every Sunday. Again, we're always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. John, I mean, look, I don't know if you watch a lot of football or not, but if you do, hopefully you get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers going up against the Minnesota Vikings. That'll happen in just about an hour and a half or so from now. But hopefully he can stay on the field. Hopefully he's healthy, right?
Well, let's hope so. He certainly was the answer last week. I watched a lot of that game with the Bears and the Packers, and he was the difference. There's no question about it.
Awesome stuff, John. I love talking to you. We'll catch up next week. Have a great day.
Thanks, Andy. My pleasure as always. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me, breaking down Major League Baseball the way that nobody can break it down. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and I believe Mike Wilson will join me on the other side. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at me. Give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so now my tag team partner in crime, who is out on special assignment for the whole weekend, but on his way back, obviously, to the Valley of the Sun. Mike Wilson will be joining me here in just a second. I kind of want to set the tone. I want to get the listeners kind of understanding where we're going to go right now, because we are going to switch gears. We just got done talking a lot of baseball with my professor of sports, John Poulter. Great stuff from him, by the way. So always, you can always check the podcast later on that. But truth be told, I want to set this situation up for people so they can understand what went down with the Arizona State Sun Devils and the San Diego State University, which took place on Saturday night. And ASU comes into that game with all kinds of momentum, just got done taking care of Michigan State at Sun Devil Stadium. You get by your first game, which was a joke. You're playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. And then you go on the road and you've got to play San Diego State University, who has been known to shock Arizona State and other teams in the Pac-12, to be quite honest with you. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I want to get Mike Wilson's opinion on this and his take, because he was there. He was in the mix. He could see this all happening. But I'm watching the game on television, and I'm seeing when Herm Edwards and the Arizona State Sun Devils had a chance late in the second quarter to put points on the board. I don't care if it's a field goal. I don't care if it's a touchdown. You took your team. Manny Wilkins drives that team 90-some-odd yards down the field. And on fourth down and very short, maybe a yard, maybe a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards at the very most, they go for it. They do not get the first down. They don't get the touchdown. They don't get any points on the board. And you just drove your team 90-some-odd yards, and you don't put points on the board. Well, let me tell you what happened from that point on. Mama Mo, that's momentum. Mama Momentum took over, and San Diego State University rolled from that point on. And you know what? Arizona State reeled from that point on. And you saw the disgust in a guy like Manny Wilkins, who is a senior, a very good leader, has been outspoken, something that he hasn't really been doing other than before this season. So, Mike Wilson, I ask you, a guy that was in attendance at that game last night between the San Diego State University and the Arizona State Sun Devils, what in the world was Herm Edwards and the Sun Devils thinking at that point in the game when they could have gone up 17-7 instead of it being 14-7 and having the score tied, because San Diego State then goes down and scores a touchdown before the halftime? So to me, it completely changed the way that this game went and the momentum of this game. Mike Wilson, good morning. Thanks for joining me. Obviously, I'm a little bit heated because I don't like seeing mistakes like this happen. And then you see the ramifications of what took place. You were there. How did it feel? What did you see?
I was a little shocked, to say the least. And good morning, Dorf. I'm sorry about that.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm always of the viewpoint you don't take points off the board. And, from the distance that they were at, that's an easy shot, an easy field goal, and we can debate all we want about it, but you don't take points off the board, and you're exactly right. It would have been 17-7 instead of 14-14 at halftime. The momentum totally switched at that point. You had San Diego State going into the locker room tied instead of down 10. I'm not sure what Herm and his staff were thinking at that point, but I would say that they weren't thinking And I don't know if it was, okay, fourth and short, fourth and a yard, whatever it was. We're going to get the first down. We're going to, this machismo kind of, we're the Pac-12 team. We're the big boys on the block kind of thing. We're going to get this first down. I'll harken back to my first point. You don't take points off the board. It's that simple, especially when you're at the distance that they were for a field goal.
Mike, let me ask you this. Do you look at this as a type of momentum swinging play call that could hamper them the rest of the season? Again, it was noticeable watching Manny Wilkins on the sidelines. He was not happy. He said that was a stupid call. I could read his lips. Is this the kind of play or the type of action that could have bad ramifications moving forward? I mean, they had things rolling. Everybody was talking about Herm Edwards. Everyone's talking about Manny Wilkins saying this is the best player-coach combination. You get the best sound bites from these two guys. Manny Wilkins is extremely likable. Herm Edwards, very likable. He's a polarizing figure. He's the guy you want to have in your living room talking to your kids. Is that the kind of play call that can change a season, in your humble opinion?
Yeah. In my humble opinion, it sure can, because now you got a quarterback that, you know, he's questioning the play calling when you should be questioning the play calling. It was an easy call to make to go for the field goal. You wonder how Herm is going to handle this with Manny in terms of him being outspoken on the sideline. You know, I was right there. Like, I saw it, and I just said to myself, ooh, we could have some future problems here down the line. Because if you take a look at the schedule, you know, they got the Washington Huskies next week up in Seattle. And if you have a team that's kind of torn apart by the call before halftime, and then that just crazy stuff at the end of the game, you wonder about the mentality of, and how strong the mentality is for the Arizona State Sun Devils, because you and I both know Washington's no joke, and they're going to take a look at this, at this film, and go, wow, the Devils got blitzed in terms of being run on. I mean, they gave up 311 yards between those two very good running backs for San Diego State. So the mentality, the mental toughness is going to be called into question this upcoming week, and probably moving forward as the Sun Devils move on with their season.
You know, you bring up a good point, because the Devils did put a late touchdown on the board. So it was 21-28. They did have an opportunity, and Manny Wilkins made a hell of a play, throwing that ball way down by the end zone. They do call a targeting call, but then they rule that the catch that was made was not a catch. They have one more play, and obviously, you know, at this point, you've got to go a long, long way to score that touchdown with about 6 seconds left. They don't make the play. I do think that they would have punched it in, and we would have had ourselves a pretty interesting overtime game. Wasn't meant to be, though. Did you think that the guy made the catch, yes or no?
See, to me, that was – I saw nothing but a catch. I mean, like, you're playing a high school game. You're playing in your backyard, Dorf. That's a catch. And I didn't really see it from the standpoint, maybe the ref did, obviously. But to me, that was a catch. But looking back on it, the Sun Devils never should have been in that spot to begin with. And it goes back to taking points off the board before halftime, just getting something after going 90 yards. You can't go 90 yards and come up empty and expect to win a game, especially on the road against San Diego State. And you had mentioned it. San Diego State, they're no joke. People called this a trap game. There was nothing trap about this. I mean, San Diego State came into this game, and they weren't scared of the big, bad Sun Devils, because they beat the big, bad Sun Devils last year in Tempe. So there wasn't any kind of like awe factor with the Aztecs. So, you know, I'll just talk about it probably the rest of the season. What's the mental toughness? How are they going to respond to being knocked off like this when, like you said in the beginning, they had all the momentum coming off Michigan State. I mean, you beat a top 15 team and you're going to San Diego State. The positive momentum you get from that is it's almost unmeasurable. And it was almost, I heard some fans when they were leaving saying, same old Sun Devils. Same thing. Like you go up against the big boys and you pull off a victory a few years ago against Notre Dame. Wisconsin comes down. They beat Wisconsin. They beat Michigan State. And then they just kind of screw the pooch with San Diego State. So it's, for a lot of fans, I think they're left kind of shaking their head at, you know, we may have a different coach, but we're getting the same result.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Look, this will be an interesting spot for the Arizona State Sun Devils now to see how they can rebound. You know what? You get thrown in the top 25 after beating Michigan State. You go to San Diego State University, you lose. You're going to be bounced back out of the top 25. So, again, sometimes adversity is a good thing, and then sometimes it can obviously ruin your season. And I'll be interested to see how they respond after a tough call that was made by the coaching staff and Herm Edwards in the first half, where they could have put points on the board and go up 17-7. Instead, that game is tied 14-14 at half, and we know the rest is history. San Diego State makes it happen. They get it done. Hey, real quickly, I want to go around some of the other college action that took place on Saturday. Sure. Wisconsin goes down to BYU. Obviously, that's a big upset there. We also had some other upsets, but I'll tell you what, I watched that BYU Wisconsin game as well. And BYU just controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, Mike. They were pushing Wisconsin back. Wisconsin was doing some interesting things as well. They were playing a lot of their second stringers, and they played them as units. And what the broadcasters kept saying is maybe this has something to do with the heat and the humidity, but truth be told, they weren't fresh. They didn't play well. BYU came to Camp Randall, and they punched him in the mouth, getting a victory, knocking Wisconsin, in my humble opinion, knocking them completely out of national title contention. So this opens the door for somebody else like Oklahoma, and then obviously maybe even a Penn State who could wind up moving up quite a bit in the polls. But Wisconsin goes down, they're out of it, aren't they, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, oh yeah, they're done. And you're exactly right with BYU. You know, my son and I were watching that game, and I noticed the same thing, that the Cougars were just more physical, which is kind of weird to say when you play a Wisconsin team. You always assume Wisconsin's going to be the big, bad physical team, and those Cougars from BYU were the more physical team. They pushed and shoved their way around Camp Randall on that field yesterday, and they got the win. And I kind of liked how Coach Satake of BYU kind of played the last, that field goal at the end. He kept taking timeouts, making this guy think about it more and more, and kind of playing a head game. And he admitted to it at the end of the game, but that's pretty much what he was doing. He's just kind of making them think about it. And he said it was kind of for show a little bit, but he wanted to make the guy think about it, and it worked. And he even said at the end of the game that he goes, we're the most physical team in the country, and we have a mindset that we're not going to be pushed around, we're not going to be shoved around by anybody, no matter where we're playing football.
Yeah, no, I agree. And LSU obviously gets a nice victory at Auburn, 22-21. The field goal on the final play, which gives LSU the victory, 22-21. Oklahoma got it done. They beat Iowa State, who was tough. Ohio State gets it done against TCU. A lot of people felt like they could lose there. Georgia manhandles Middle Tennessee. Clemson gets a victory over Georgia Southern. Alabama does what they do. But Wisconsin, Auburn both go down. ASU goes down. Notre Dame had a tight one. That was pretty fun to watch. I watched a little bit of that one. Washington and Utah, not a lot of scoring there. But, again, interesting how the college football weekend went. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final couple minutes here of hour number one that has absolutely flown by. Hour number two is on the horizon. We'll be talking a ton of football on the other side, Mike, believe me, because Aaron Rodgers active against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm pretty concerned about this, to be quite honest with you. We know that the Vikings are the team that took him out last year. I would have to think that he has kind of a little bit of a target on him, and especially when you're not as mobile as you're used to being, a guy like Aaron Rodgers who uses his legs so beautifully. I don't know, man. Quick thoughts from you on this one, and then obviously, like I said, hour number two is going to be all about the NFL. But initially, big time Aaron Rodgers active against the Minnesota Vikings. Your initial thoughts?
Well, you know, when you don't have your legs, man, and you're a quarterback like Rodgers, it's going to be a problem. So it'll be, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the pack address this with today's game. But I'll tell you what, if there's a person that can overcome this and lead their team to victory, it's certainly the baddest man on the planet.
Yep, he puts an S on his chest. He carries his team, and obviously just an unbelievable performance that Aaron Rodgers had there week one, as he did it all in the second half. We all know that, but Minnesota's a little bit of a different story. We're going to talk a lot about this, and believe me, some of the other things. No Le'Veon Bell once again for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so that's also something that's out there. Believe me, man, a lot to get into in the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Believe me,
all NFL talk in hour number two. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical depression Florence still a major threat. The storm was downgraded this morning, but forecasters say it's still going to produce dangerous flash flooding and prolonged significant river flooding in the Carolinas and perhaps further inland. Here's FEMA Director Brock Long.
Unfortunately, we've still got several days to go. Not only are you going to see more impacts across North Carolina, particularly as it moves from the central to the western area, dumping copious amounts of rains, but we're also anticipating you're about to see a lot of damage going through West Virginia all the way up to Ohio as this system exits out.
President Trump reportedly does plan to slap additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the announcement confirming the tariffs is expected within the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is scheduled to test for this Thursday for every cell phone in America. John Clemens explains.
Most of us are used to severe weather warnings or amber alerts, but this one will be a test of a national emergency. At 2:18 Eastern on Thursday, your cell phone will make a loud noise with a special vibration with a message that will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Cell phone users will not be able to opt out of the test on Thursday. It has been scheduled to ensure that the alert system works in the event of a national emergency. I'm John Clemens.
As America's East Coast deals with the remnants of Florence, a powerful typhoon is slamming the coast of China. Tropical cyclone Manghut has made landfall about 60 miles south of Hong Kong, packing winds of 125 miles an hour. Yesterday, it ripped through the Philippines, killing at least 29 people. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One in five college students thinks about suicide. That's according to a new Harvard Medical School study. It claims students are experiencing more stress and feel obstacles they face cannot be overcome. The survey finding that more than half of LGBTQ students contemplate suicide at some point. Harvard Medical School's Brigham and Women's Hospital releasing the study during National Suicide Prevention Week. Federal investigators looking to find a cause for a series of gas explosions north of Boston, which left one dead and dozens injured last week. USA's Wendy King with more.
Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Pope Francis with a message for the Sicilian Mafia. Give up crime and embrace love. The Pope speaking to a crowd in Palermo Saturday saying people cannot believe in God and also be members of the Mafia. And for you.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfman Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in the NFL. A lot happened in college football. Some upsets. Baseball, as we know, heating up. Major League Baseball just around the corner is the postseason, man. Can't wait for that. And yes, the Boston Red Sox have hit the 100-win mark, actually 102 and counting. So pretty great season from them. Will they be able to finish it off and cap it off with a World Series ring? Anyways, welcome in, everybody. A lot to get into. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter from Mike, my tag team partner in crime. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 to start talking about NFL football week number 2, my friend?
It is week number 2, and our household is a little on edge because we're a Steeler household, and after last week and no Le'Veon Bell, we're a little jaded right now in terms of what we expect.
Look, you know what? James Conner, his replacement, came in pretty well. Let's be honest, bro. He had 31 carries, like 135 yards, and the dude had a couple of touchdowns. So it wasn't because of him. It was because of Big Ben, brother. How many interceptions did Big Ben throw last week? And how did they have a lead of 21-7 and blow it against the Cleveland Browns? That's a terrible, terrible way to start the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Anyways, just getting loose, just getting warmed up, a lot to get into. Call us, 1-800-878-7529.
You've
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Tons to get into in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, week one story, already the story of week two because he's playing. We'll see what happens throughout the day as to what else, what it develops. But again, that's the story, at least in my humble opinion, once again, is that Aaron Rodgers on the field. Guys like Le'Veon Bell not on the field for my guy Mike Wilson, who obviously is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. But real quickly, before we jump out to the phones, Mike, I'm just going to run through the slate of games that we do have on hand. Week number two, like I said, in the NFL. And then we'll jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica. Love talking to that guy. 1-800-878-7529, by the way. That's how you can get on board with us people. Panthers play the Falcons. That's a great matchup. I think you got to like that one. Falcons are going to be a little bit hungry coming off of a loss against the Philadelphia Eagles in week one. Panthers coming off of a win. So we'll see how that shapes out. But that should be a fun game to watch. Chargers and Bills. I like the Chargers. Don't even need to talk much about the Bills. Starting Josh Allen. Going to be tough, man. That's all I can say. Vikings, Packers, obviously a huge one. Texans, Titans. That's another great matchup. Browns and Saints. Saints are going to be hungry, man. That's all I can say. I'd hate to be the Browns today. Jets and Dolphins. Will Sam Darnold come back and play another pretty solid game? We got to talk about that kid for sure, Mike. Steelers and Chiefs, like we said, no Le'Veon Bell. Chiefs coming in. Patrick Mahomes played a great first game. Big Ben played an awful first game, to be quite honest with you. I know he had a bunch of yards, but he also had a bunch of interceptions. Eagles and Buccaneers. Eagles, you're going to have to put up points, at least according to week one. Buccaneers were the highest scoring team in the NFL in week one. Colts and Redskins. Redskins, I like them at home. I like them at home. Alex Smith, what can we say? That guy's like a fine wine, Mike Wilson. Rams and Cardinals.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's like a fine wine. He just gets better with age. Rams and Cardinals. Rams, man oh man, 13-point favorite. I don't know if the Cardinals have ever been a 13-point underdog. How will they respond to a terrible week one where they just got manhandled in every way, shape, and form by the Washington Redskins? Lions and 49ers. I like the Niners, man. The Lions showed me nothing. Mike Patricia. Woof. Tough, tough go for Patricia, man. Wow. Raiders and Broncos. Speaking of tough goes. Chucky. John Gruden. Struggled big time. Has this game passed him by? That's the question right now. Patriots and Jaguars. That's a rematch, Mike, of the AFC Championship game. Giants and Cowboys. That's a rivalry game. It's a division game. Both those teams desperate after losing in week one. And then obviously the Bengals took care of business in a short week against the Ravens, 34-23. And then the Monday nighters, the Seahawks and the Bears. But a ton of things to get into, man. But let's jump out to the phones, hook up with our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. You can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Mitch, you got the Dorf, man. You got Mike Wilson, as usual. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's up, my friend?
What's up, my brothers from different mothers? I am so happy to speak with you guys today. What a glorious day here in sunny Santa Monica. And I just cannot wait for kickoff in just 45 minutes. I remember last week there, Andy Dorfman on Sports, you asked me which quarterback has the most to prove this season. And I told you straight out it'd be Nick Foles, and you seemed to think that Aaron Rodgers would be the one who has the most to prove. And I asked you for one simple thing. And I asked you, I said, give me a tequila. And I gave you a blast that was nowhere near what it should have been, because what I should have asked you for was the tequila gedola on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because Aaron Rodgers gave in the most gedola, the most magnificent, gigantic performance that of his entire career. I mean, what else does he have to prove? Yes, win playoff games. Yes, win a Super Bowl. But to do what he did last Sunday night on Erev Rosh Hashanah, coming back with that knee injury, is nothing more than Favre-esque. It was nothing more than miraculous. I mean, people could like the Willis Reed, but when Willis Reed limped in, he did nothing on the court that night. He basically was inspiration. Whereas Rodgers limps in, he's on one leg, and doesn't just give inspiration. He brings this team back from 20 points down. He's a bad man. And guess what? If this was baseball, you know what would be happening at Lambeau today, don't you? To Kirk Cousins. You know exactly what would be happening. But it's not baseball, so we don't pay back the way we do in baseball. But it's going to be a big, rough, and tough game, and there's going to be a lot that's going to be happening today. I have no idea why it's not the marquee game here in L.A., and I got to get it on DirecTV. But that's fine. Hey, I got the ticket. I'm all good. Yeah.
Mitch, let me jump in there, because you mentioned Brett Favre-esque kind of performance, and I don't know if you happen to see, I believe I posted it somewhere. I don't know if it was on Twitter or if it was on Facebook. I'm not positive, but I did hear Brett Favre talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers on Sirius XM last week. And you know what? He had nothing but praise and just talked about how great Aaron Rodgers is. And he said, just when you think, you know, you've seen it all from this guy, he shows you something a little bit different. And he just said basically that he always felt and he knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to be one of the best when he was sitting behind him. And I think that was it kind of gave me chills. When you hear one of the best talking about another one that's one of the best in that kind of way, wow, man, it's extremely powerful. So it was pretty cool, because we all know how tough it was for Brett Favre to pass the torch to Aaron Rodgers. But when he finally did pass the torch, he left the Green Bay Packers in great hands as far as the quarterback position. So at the end of the day, man, it was a win-win-win for not only the Packers, the fans, Aaron Rodgers himself, and Brett Favre. So pretty cool stuff. If you didn't have a chance to check that out, go look for it. Brett Favre talking about Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead, man.
Andy, I heard that interview, and I heard exactly the same thing. Nothing but admiration for the guy. It was incredible to hear Brett Favre speak that way. I mean, it kind of just goes to show you what it takes. You take a smart guy from Cal, and you put him behind one of the all-time greats, the premier workhorse, the Iron Man of our league, the superstar, the man who just gives you chills, who makes something out of nothing, and let him watch for 4 or 5 years, do his thing, and then come out. Okay, you're not going to get longevity records. You're not going to get all those great things with because you've lost that time. But what he gained was so much experience, so much knowledge to be, play behind him. And remember, Favre wasn't like, hey, dude, let me put you under my wing and let me show you everything. He was very, you know, sly about that. He's like, you know, I'm going to do my thing. You watch me. He was, you know, he wanted to keep his job. He knew this kid was good. But when it was time to shine, when it was time for Aaron Rodgers to take over the reins of the Green Bay Packers, we've seen him step up and now to become the GOAT. I'm sorry. Do not argue with me. This guy is the GOAT. He is the GOAT. He is the GOAT. He's the GOAT. Okay? We may not have the coaching staff like the Belichick. I'm okay with McCarthy at some time. But we have the premier player of the league. And right now, with what he's doing, is something super special. I mean, what a great time to be in just watching the NFL with Brady and Rodgers. And you got even like Breeze. And now, hey, by the way, hey, Cleveland Browns, you think you should have taken Sam Darnold? Huh? How about that pick? My goodness, is this guy going to actually be able, this rookie going to be a step up and lead the Jets to something special? I mean, my goodness gracious, the performance that he did last week isn't absolutely insane. This is going to be a very interesting week, too, to see whether week one was a fluke. You know, I mean, hey, my survivor and my survivor loser pool was completely busted with the New Orleans game. I mean, my goodness gracious, what the heck was that all about? And then we're going to see what happens. You know, I mean, these are like, you know, we always have said this. We talked about this a year ago today about how weeks one, two, three, and then you sign to get four, that's the real season. You know, the real season kind of doesn't start in October because these are guys are trying to figure themselves out. We see it time and time again. You cannot lose, you know, you cannot win the Super Bowl in September, but you definitely can put yourself behind the eight ball. Today's game, the Packer-Viking game, could be a huge game in terms of deciding the NFC Central the way the Lions look. And by the way, for all intents and purposes, the Bears still suck. I don't care.
Hey, great stuff, Mitch. Great call as always, man. Unbelievable. But by the way, it's not the NFC Central. It's the NFC North. And wow, great call, right, Mike? I mean, dude, that guy is as passionate as they come, isn't he?
Oh, he is as passionate as they come. He is your definition of a fan.
There you go, fanatic right there, man. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get into, a lot to talk about in the NFL, and a great call from Mitch in Santa Monica, which, by the way, if you want to get at us, please do, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Love the people that chime in on Facebook. I really do. I love the thoughts. I love the opinions that you have. You can always voice them with us. You can always just give us a call. Reach out and touch somebody. Speaking of which, Mike, what's your takeaway from week one? Let's just start there. I mean, it was obviously a crazy, wild week with Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Sam Darnold, just so many good things that happen in a lot of ways for individuals and teams. But week one, what's the takeaway?
You know, that's a tough thing because it's only one game. And, you know, and I know people are fawning all over Mahomes, they're fawning all over Darnold. And I'm a Sam Darnold fan. I mean, I watched him at USC quite a bit. But it's one game. We have to settle down. I mean, once these teams get more game film on Mahomes, they get more game film on Darnold, they're gonna start figuring these guys out a little bit. So it's gonna be on those two young guys to up their game and spend some time in the film room to counteract what these defensive coordinators are gonna be throwing at them. You know, I mean, you got Big Ben. Dear Lord, I don't know what his deal was last week, but he was turning the ball over like it was candy for Cleveland. And with that being said, Cleveland is still Cleveland to me. I mean, you take the ball, you get five or six turnovers, whatever it was for Pittsburgh, and you still only tie. That tells me that Cleveland's still they're still a long ways away from being, you know, this playoff team or going to challenge for a playoff spot, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of takeaways you can have on an individual basis, on an individual player. But yeah, we got to keep it in perspective that it's only one game. It's only week one, and so we'll see how things go this week. But you know, some fans need to just relax, you know, kind of thing. So you know, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. No, and that's a fair assessment. I think week one, you know, in some cases, like you said, it's people just start talking smack when it may not be time to talk smack. However, with that being said, I don't necessarily think that Patrick Mahomes is a fluke, and I definitely don't think that Sam Darnold is a fluke after what I saw in week one. Because let's be quite honest, okay? Here's the situation. The kid gets in the game, right? He throws right. a pick six, his first throw of his NFL career. Do you have any idea who else did that, Mike Wilson?
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Very close. Brett Favre. And Brett Favre wound up being – no, hey, you're on the right wavelength, my friend. Listen, Brett Favre was the guy that threw a pick his first time ever as a quarterback. But what Sam Darnold did that I was impressed with was the poise, the confidence, staying really relaxed, coming right back out there and almost as if it didn't happen. So that to me was like, wow, I'm actually pretty impressed with what this kid is doing. And I'm one of those guys that says, pump the brakes, slow down on the Pac-12 quarterbacks, because not many of them have that much success in the NFL. Right. And I know Carson Palmer did, but for the most part, they struggle. So I was impressed with the poise, the confidence, how relaxed he was, even after going out there and the first throw he has is not only a pick, but a pick six. It could have gone really bad right away for him. Let's not kid ourselves. And he showed us something. And I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to have games where he's going to struggle and he's going to have some two, three, maybe four interception games. But overall, I think you saw that there's some promise, there's some hope, and you know what, that this kid may be able to lead a football team. So I like both of those guys, man. You know, Kirk Cousins looked okay, to be honest with you, for the Vikings. You know, Deshaun Watson struggled a little bit for the Texans. However, I think he'll be okay. No joke. I think he'll be all right. You know, the Saints, what was up with the Saints last week? I'm not quite sure. Will the Buccaneers have themselves a quarterback controversy? If Fitzpatrick goes out there and leads them to, you know, even a 2-2 record, 3-1, and Jameis is ready to come back, and Fitzpatrick has been pretty solid, like, what do you do there? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of questions. Andrew Luck, I didn't think he looked bad in week one. I really didn't. I thought he looked okay, but you know what? The Bengals, they just came through. Jimmy Garoppolo, he made some mistakes, but the 49ers were never out of that game against Minnesota. The Raiders, they looked terrible. What's up with Derek Carr? What's up with John Gruden? You know, dude, there are so many questions we can ask, right?
Well, yeah, and here's another one. What's up with the Bill Belichick coaching tree? Because right now Matt Patricia looks like a fish out of water, and it looks like he already has players that are questioning the way that he runs his team. So there's already, it sounds like, you know, dissension in the ranks up in Detroit. So, you know, I don't know what Patricia or how Patricia's doing it, but man, his team looked horrible against the Jets.
No, I'm with you, man. It's like he had never coached before. Let's be honest. And I know he's been a good coordinator for a long time, but you're right. The Bill Belichick tree, once they move away, they don't necessarily do that well. It's just kind of the way it is. But look, Jaguars and Patriots, you know, since you just mentioned that, let's start there. You think that's the game of the day for you?
I think that's the game of the day. People are talking about this Green Bay Minnesota game. I think Minnesota goes into Lambeau and wins. I think Minnesota is, on the whole, they got more talent, and you got a limping Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I mean, on the whole, I think Minnesota is just a better team and more talent. They just got more talent right now than Green Bay.
Well, they've got some good wide receivers. Their running game can be pretty solid. And again, that's going to be about Aaron Rodgers' mobility and what he's able to accomplish against Minnesota. Yeah. So, you know, we'll break that down a little bit more in a little bit. But Patriots, again, I've always said this, you know, if you're going to catch them, you can catch them early. However, with that being said, you know, you've got Ramsey talking all kinds of smack once again about Gronkowski. I anticipate a really good matchup between these two guys. And ultimately, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say I think Rob Gronkowski is going to win this one, to be honest with you. Just too big,
right?
Too strong, too much moxie with this guy. He just goes out there and he dominates defensive backs, safeties, linebackers, you name it. This guy just will dominate you. So I think you better be careful when you're talking smack to Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, you have to, and because he's done it. He's won championships. He is arguably, you know, one of the best targets at tight end that you have ever seen or I have ever seen. He's tough. He's not going to back down from Jalen Ramsey. If Jalen Ramsey's squawking, then Gronk is going to give it right back to him. He's not going to shy away from anything. He's not scared of anybody. And I kind of think that Tom Brady is going to target him or try to get him the ball as much as possible to maybe shut up Jalen Ramsey just a little bit. Even though, look, I like the squawking. I like the talking smack. I mean, I like all that because to me, it's just part of the game. But it's going to be interesting to watch that matchup today.
What do you think of Chucky with the Raiders? Are you thinking the game's passed them by? Did they just have kind of a rough go? They played the Rams. I mean, that's a good football team. We all know that. But truth be told, I thought that the Raiders struggled profusely. What did you think?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, what was it, 2 years ago, we were all on the Derek Carr train, right? Like, oh, okay, Raiders got their quarterback. And then he gets injured, and then it just kind of all goes to hell on them real quick. So, you know, Chucky has to find something. I mean, he got rid of Khalil Mack, so we'll see how he responds week two.
All right, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back with previews, picks, and things along those lines here on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So at this time, what we do is we kind of go through the games. We run down and give our previews and predictions of what we think may or may not happen. Panthers play the Falcons. Let's talk about that one real quickly. Matty Ice, obviously, again, struggle a little bit in week one against the Philadelphia Eagles. Panthers win, beat the Cowboys. Not a lot of points scored in that game. I expect a different game. I expect points scored first and foremost. But Panthers, Falcons, rivalry game, division game. Again, Falcons need a victory. Panthers got it. Hey, you got to keep winning no matter what. There's only 16 games, and especially these types of games. So Falcons, Panthers, I think it's close, but I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons at home. I think they're going to be a little bit more hungry. Like I said, losing week one out of the gates. Week two, you got to get a victory. So I'm taking the Falcons, but I think it's going to be a great game.
I'm going to take the Panthers, and I like how Cam played last week. You know, they got McCaffrey more involved, and the Falcons don't have Devontae Freeman. He's out for the next few weeks, so that's a big loss for them. I will take the Panthers in a close game, like you said, by like 3 points, touchdown, something like that.
All right, we'll see how it all shakes out. Chargers and Bills, I don't think we need to spend much time on this one. I'm going to say that the Chargers beat the Bills just based on what I saw from them week one. Obviously, the quarterback position for them is a disaster. So Josh Allen is going to get a start. I think he could be a deer in headlights. You never know. But I don't think we see the same thing with him and Sam Darnold, to be quite honest with you. But I like the Chargers to get it done on the road. Phillip Rivers, just too good. He'll have a solid game. Two good players for him, too. Watch Melvin Gordon. Watch Keenan Allen, who makes lots of plays from the wide receiver spot. So I like the Chargers, man.
Yeah, the Chargers win this going away. You know, the quarterback situations are apples and oranges, and Phillip Rivers is too veteran to let anything get by him or let his team lose today. And Josh Allen, they're going to pin their ears back and come after him and really make his accuracy issues exposed today, I think.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Vikings and the Packers. Both teams obviously coming in at 1-1 or 1-none, both winning week one, so they're both 1-0. Minnesota now, as to what I'm seeing, is a 2.5 point favorite, whereas the Packers opened up as a 1 point favorite. So obviously late money going in on the Vikings, and people having kind of the same thoughts as you, because you've already said you thought that they win. But I'm just interested to see how Aaron Rodgers plays. How mobile will he be? How much control will he have of this football game? Will he play the whole game? Does he get hit and they take him out? I mean, just so many questions that I have about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in this football game. If it was me personally, Mike, I would not play him. I would sit him out. However, I know then that I'm basically setting myself up for a loss. So with Aaron Rodgers, even not at 100%, I do think they have a chance to win this football game. Protection's going to have to be good from the get-go. You can't have what happened against the Bears happen to him, because if you do, I think if he gets hit in the wrong way in this football game or any football game in the next few weeks, it could be lights out for the season for him. So pass protection has to be on point. We'll see how mobile Aaron Rodgers is. We'll see what he has in the tank. We'll see if he plays the whole game. A lot more questions than answers, at least as far as I'm concerned right now. And I'm going to side with you, and I'm also going to say I think the Vikings somehow figure out a way to go to Lambeau and win this football game.
Yeah. Like I said before the break, it's one of those things where you just take a look at the amount of talent that Minnesota has up there and what Green Bay has, and right now they got the baddest man on the planet, but the baddest man on the planet, we've talked about it, is on one leg. And I see that defense of Minnesota really pinning its ears back off the get and coming after Rodgers to test his mobility and see what they got there. And I agree wholeheartedly with you that protection up front on the O line for Green Bay, those guys need to find a way to, to make sure that the franchise doesn't go down.
I agree.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Texans and Titans going at it as well. Both teams 0-1 after week one losses. I'm going to say I like the Texans to get it done on the road. I think Deshaun Watson is just a more dynamic quarterback than Mariota on the other side. And the truth is you know what? The Texans were playing the Patriots. It's hard to beat the Patriots on the road in their place. The Titans lost to the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken. So, and I know that there was a lot of weirdness going on in that game with delays and bad weather. So that probably had a lot to do with it. But I like the Texans to pull it off on the road against the Titans. And I said if there's a team that I thought that would slip in that division, it could very well be the Titans. And I do think they regress a little bit this season. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'll take the Texans as well. Mariota's banged up. There's something wrong with his throwing elbow that doesn't do anybody in Tennessee any good. So I think the Texans go on the road and pull off the victory by about 10 points.
Browns and Saints in action, and I think, you're playing in the Superdome there in New Orleans. It's a tough place to play, and I know that they lost their first game, but I think Tampa Bay was just on fire and hitting on all cylinders because they put up 48 points in week one, and I don't think that anybody expected that to happen. So they were just clicking. I would have to say I think the Saints get it done against the Browns. And to be quite honest with you, this could be a game where it gets out of hand. This will be a tough environment for the Browns to go into. I like the Saints big time here.
Oh, the Saints are going to win this going away. The Browns, the Browns are still the Browns to me. Like I said, when I came on the air, they can take the ball away five or six times and they end up with a tie. Drew Brees is going to be motivated beyond belief. This is going to be a blowout in the Superdome.
Dolphins and Jets. Dolphins, like I said, got the week one victory in a weird weather situation game where they had to start, stop. Jets could have gone bad for this kid, and we got to talk a little bit about Sam Darnold and his performance. Like I said, throws the interception right away out of the gates, pick six. Could have gone down south very quickly for him. However, it doesn't. Puts it back together very quickly, almost like it never happened, to be quite honest with you. And the poise, the moxie, the presence that this kid showed me after that initial play, really impressed with him. And the Jets have a decent defense, too. So, you know what? If he can find those receivers and the running game goes the way it does for him, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, the Jets have found something here, and they'll be the surprise of the NFL this year. But the Dolphins, on the other hand, Tannehill, more of a leader. I know this is another team you follow too, Mike, but I'm going to say the Jets squeak it out. I think it's a great game, but somehow, some way, Sam Darnold continues his winning ways, and he goes 2-0 in the NFL.
Yeah, once again, Dorf, I'm agreeing with you here. I think it's going to be, you know, a field goal type of game. You know, the thing with Darnold, you know, after week one, you know, everybody fawning all over him and stuff. He's the kind of kid, he grew up on the beach in SoCal and Orange County. He's Mr. kind of relaxed, chill out kind of dude. And he played at USC, which is big light, big program. He played in a major market in LA. He's not going to get intimidated by New York media or any kind of media that, you know, wants to criticize him. He's going to take it play by play. So, you know, hopefully he can continue to develop, because if he does, he has the possibility of being one of the best young quarterbacks moving forward. But I see the Jets winning today by about field goal, 6 points.
Chiefs and Steelers going at it. Again, Patrick Mahomes looked good, looked sharp week one. Big Ben did not look sharp. So totally different weeks for both these guys. I'm going to say the Chiefs get it done on the road, man, in surprising fashion.
Surprising fashion by, like, how much? What are you thinking? Like touchdown, 10 points, or it's going to be fairly close, like a field goal?
I think it's close, but I just think it's, you know, look, going on the road, beating the Steelers, Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes getting a second start, I think that's somewhat shocking. So I'm just going to say they pull it off. I don't care about how many, but let's say somewhere between 3 and 7 points.
Somewhere there, yeah. I'm going to go with the Steelers in this one. I think being home, home crowd, a little home cooking is going to do them just fine. And, you know, I don't think Ben's going to have two games in a row like he had last week in Cleveland. I think James Conner, who was a pleasant surprise, and it looks like James Conner is turning into a very good, you know, very good running back. I mean, his offensive line is all up in him and happy for his success. But you know, this is going to be a close game. I think Pittsburgh wins it by 6 points.
All right, cool. Eagles play the Buccaneers. Buccaneers scored a lot of points. Eagles looked okay, not great, but they got it done when they needed to be honest with you. I'm going to say the Buccaneers in a shocker, man, that they can get it done. And Ryan Fitzpatrick continues his miracle season so far, where they're going to have to think about him or Jameis when Jameis comes back.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm going to take the Bucs by – I'm actually going to take the Bucs by about 10 points on this one. I think the beard that Fitzpatrick has is the magic that is elevating him, not just sarcastically speaking. But it's I think the Bucs do get it done, and then it creates more questions to when famous Jameis comes back in the mold.
All right, real quickly, Colts and Redskins. I like the Redskins at home. I think the Colts start out 0-2 this season, and it's unfortunate because Andrew Luck didn't look terrible in week one. So I like Alex Smith at home with the Redskins. Go ahead.
Like that fine wine you were saying, I'm going to go with Alex Smith and the Redskins at home as well by like two touchdowns. I think this is not really all that close.
Another one that could not be that close, potentially, Cardinals and Rams. I like the Rams. I just think that the Cardinals, the question is, when do they go to Josh Rosen sooner than later? And Sam Bradford at that point will be running to the bank laughing, to be quite honest with you. But I do think that that's going to be the ultimate thing that happens here. I like the Rams big time here, man. This is a double-digit win.
Oh, yeah. This is the Rams could run away with this thing. I mean, this could be over in the first quarter. I think this is a 2-touchdown, maybe even 17-21 point win. I really think this is a blowout.
All righty, I hear the music. You and I got to take another quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up, give our parting shots as we always do. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Again, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always catch me late night on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday nights. Always look forward to the NFL recap on Sports Overnight America. Love it. Absolutely love it. Anyways, Mike Wilson, as you know, at this time, it's always about parting shots and things along those lines. But real quickly, I just got to get your thought. Lions or Niners? Who wins?
No, I'm going to go with the Niners.
Me too. I like the Niners. Points. After what we saw with the Lions, you can't like them. Raiders and Broncos. Who do you like there?
I hate the Raiders, so I'm going to go with the Broncos.
You know what? They got Case Keenum, yeah. Man. Whatever that guy touches as of late, he seems to find magic. So I'm going Broncos as well. I think Chucky starts out 0-2. Patriots and Jaguars, who do you got?
Patriots at home.
Patriots aren't playing at home. They're playing at Jacksonville.
Oh, they're down in Jacksonville. My bad. I'm still going to go with the Patriots.
I still think the Patriots
pulled off.
I'm taking the Jags. And then the Giants and the Cowboys in the Sunday nighter. Who do you like there? It's in Arlington, Texas, man.
it's in Arlington. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think there's a lot of questions with both teams, but I think the Giants have less amount of questions.
Monday nighter, Seahawks and Bears, man. Do the Bears respond after blowing that 20-point lead?
I think they do at home. I really do. I think it's close. I think this is like within 6 points, but I think the Bears do respond.
All right, real quickly, brother, parting shot time. You're up.
Parting shot time. It goes out to Josh Gordon, who is going to be a former Cleveland Brown. I'm not sure what the whole situation is with him being released or traded. I certainly hope it's not for issues that he's had in the past, but I just kind of, you know, you pray for that guy that he finds some peace in his life.
I agree. Good call, man. Mine's going to Aaron Rodgers, man. I hope you make it out of this game alive, bro. Seriously. This is, in my opinion, a very bad decision by the Green Bay Packers to be playing Aaron Rodgers 1 week after what happened to him against the Chicago Bears. But, hey, it is what it is. They're playing him, so I'm all about it. Get out there. Get it done. Let's get a victory. Let's shock the world one more time. Do your thing. Put that S on your chest. Be Superman. For Mike Wilson, for our callers, for Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.